USA News Update. The Fulton County District Attorney says presidential candidate Donald Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Democrat Fannie Willis said Trump must surrender by noon on Friday. Racketeering charges were originally developed to take down mobsters. 18 other people have also been charged in the case surrounding the 2020 election. Georgia authorities released the indictment before the grand jury in Georgia made a decision yesterday. Julian Epstein, former House Judiciary Committee special counsel, weighs in on Fox News last night.
The president asked the Secretary of State in Georgia to find 11,780 votes. I think the prosecutors are going to have to prove that he wanted the secretary and local officials to falsify the actual election returns. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be very difficult to prove.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.